Okay, what's going on?
AudioToYou.com.
The home of quality podcasts.
Stay tuned to this channel.
Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams and Shelton Muller.
Hi, and welcome to episode 143 of Shutters Inc. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, didn't we just have 142 and that was the last one for the year? Well, yes, people, that actually was meant to be the last one for the year. However, as I am recording this, it is 1:15 on Tuesday afternoon. In 48 hours from now, I'll be on a boat. However, what has just arrived on my doorstep is a big cardboard box from Dave Honnell. Okay, so I'm going to unbox this live, okay? So we can all find out together what exactly is inside the Dave Honnell Mystery Christmas Box. I just made that name up on the spot, by the way, people. There was no plan to call it that. It just came out there and then. Put together a little better than I anticipated. Hang on a sec. Come on. Oop. Paper, padding on top. Okay, we have an autumn filter kit. Fits all hot shoe flashes when used with the Honnell Photo Speed Strap. Awesome, so there's a whole bunch of... Okay, includes two each of the following. Rust, medium blue-green, egg yolk yellow, dark salmon, and chocolate. Ooh, can I eat it? Next up, we have filter kit for colour correction. This has two each of a full CTO, a half CTO, a quarter CTO, a full plus green, and a half CT blue. Awesome. If you don't know what all this stuff means, by the way, you really got to check out Dave Honnell's website. Okay, next up, filter kit, Hollywood. Includes two each of the following, steel green, rose purple, Follies pink, pale lavender, and smoky pink. Awesome. Holy crap, Dave, you've outdone yourself, man. Filter kit color effects includes two each of the following, bright red, just blue, moss green, yellow, heavy frost. This is awesome. Wow. Okay, and the last filter kit is a sampler, which has a full CTO, a half CTO, a quarter CTO, a full plus green, a half CTB, that's a convert to blue, a bright red, just blue, moss green, yellow, and a heavy frost. Wow, that's a pretty good little pack all on its own, people. What else have we got here? We have got a quarter inch speed grid. Again, if you don't know what that is, check out Dave's site. He has also included a 1/8 inch speed grid. These things are cool. These are awesome. One small, I think that's a 5 inch. No, it's a 12 inch by 12 inch speed wrap. What do we got here? This would be the 16 by 16 inch speed wrap. Oh, this is like Christmas come early, isn't it? Hey, one speed strap. See, now the speed strap is kind of like the guts of the whole Honnell system. You absolutely have to have the speed strap. Trouble is, I've got three flash units. I need three speed straps. But anyway, one speed gobo / bounce card. I don't know what you call it. It's a canvas bag, basically. What does he call it? A system carrying bag, which is basically like a little bit bigger than an A4 sheet of paper with a zip that runs vertically down the guts of it. And all of these bits and pieces you can put into that bag. Down below that, we have got a 5-inch speed snoot reflector. And finally, an 8-inch speed snoot reflector. So there you go, people. That has just arrived, courtesy of the FedEx man, on my doorstep. So what I'm thinking is it would be really uber cool if I can get this stuff out the door. Well, I suppose I could try and do it Thursday morning, but in all honesty, I'd rather get it to the post office tomorrow afternoon. Because Thursday morning, we're gonna have a pretty busy day Thursday morning, I'm thinking, because that's the day we're getting our bags packed and we're jumping in the car and we're heading off to hop on the ship. So let's divvy this up, because I'm thinking with all these gels, it's too much just to throw at one person, because these gels are, you know, they're so useful, and like each one of those kits is useful on its own. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to split these up. I'm going to make the 8-inch speed snoot reflector go in one pack. I'm going to put the 5-inch speed snoot and reflector in another pack. Some lucky person's going to get the system bag, because there is only one of those. So I'm going to put that with the 8-inch speed snoot reflector. And the reason I'm doing that is because the 8-inch will fit in that bag. I mean, the 5-inch would as well, but I'm trying to go even here kind of thing. Okay, so the two speed grids, I'm going to split those up. I'm going to put the 1/4-inch speed grid in one pile, and the 1/8-inch speed grid is going to go in the pile with the 5-inch reflector. What I'm going to do is the two speed wraps, I'm going to put both of those with the 5-inch reflector, because whoever gets that has missed out on the system bag. And those speed wraps are designed to just wrap gear in. You'll see it when you get it, if you win it. So they're pretty cool. Okay, the speed strap. Again, shame, I only got one. So we'll put that in pile number one. Pile number one is the 8-inch gobo and the system bag, blah, 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 blah. Okay, the gobo card, bounce card, that'll go in pile number two. And that leaves us with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of these filter packs. When I say packs, they're, you know, like those resealable plastic bags like the bank use for coins? Yeah, yeah, they're like those. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go the color correction kit and the, I don't know, let's just say the autumn kit. So those two sets of gels are going to go in pile number one. The color effects and the Hollywood gels I'm going to put in pile number two. And that just leaves the sampler kit, which I might make as just a, that's like a third prize. Actually, no, you know what? I'll tell you what I'm going to do with that. I'm going to hold on to that. Not for me. I'm going to take that to Melbourne, and we're going to give that away as a door prize at the New Year party on Saturday the 2nd. So for the international listeners, sorry, you don't get a chance because you're not coming to the party. Because it's just, I'm trying to make these kits balanced, you know, so it's kind of fair that, you know, I've tried to divvy it up as best as I can. Obviously, if you win pack number two, which doesn't have a speed strap, then you're probably going to want to go off to Dave Honnell's website and grab yourself a speed strap, or you could rip down to your home yardage and pick up some Velcro and make your own. But this sampler filter kit I'll keep, and I will bring to Melbourne for Saturday the 2nd. We'll have that as a lucky door prize at the party. Okay, so we now have two packs of prizes to give away. Thank you, Mr. Honnell. You are a legend. As you would have heard, you know, I was a bit naughty in keeping the first box for myself. But anyway, I can at least say, having used this stuff, that it is great fun to play with. You know, if you haven't spent much time with your Flash, believe me, if you win one of these kits, you are going to be doing nothing but Flash photography for the next month, probably longer. And I tell you now, if you don't yet have the necessary hardware or the facility to do off-camera flash, and you win one of these prizes, believe me, you want to get your butt to eBay and pick up one of those wireless trigger systems, because once you can move your flash off the camera, you then just open up the possibilities like you would not believe. Okay, how the heck am I going to give this away? Obviously, time is of the essence. So basically, I am going to put this up on the feed as soon as I stop yabbering. And really, it's going to be a case of those who are watching their feed and listening intently, and you know, as soon as it comes out, are going to hear this before everyone else that waits a week before they decide to listen to it. How can I do this? I don't just want to make it first in, because that's kind of, I don't know, it doesn't seem really fair to me, because not everyone, you know, not everyone's in the same time zone, for God's sake. You know, I'm going to put this up and half of the audience will probably be asleep because they're in America, you know, so I'm trying to think of what's the best way to do this. Ooh, I need some thinking music. Could I do a quiz? What's a quiz that I can ask? See, now I'm just lost. Now I'm wondering, am I going to have to stop and edit this, or am I actually going to just let all of this go? I'm thinking, nah, stuff it. I'm just going to let it go. I do enough editing of this podcast during the year. You can put up with my rambling thoughts. I'll tell you what, let's do this. In 50 words or less, tell me why you think you should win one of these two Honnel Photo accessory packs for Christmas. I will simply judge the most creative or funny entries based on my own sensibilities. If you don't know my sense of humour by now, then you obviously haven't been listening long enough. Okay, so go to it, people. You've got the next 24 hours as I'm recording this, which may be a hell of a lot less by the time you actually get to hear this. So make it creative or make it funny, 50 words or less. Send me an email, studio@audiotu.com, why I want to win a Honnel Photo accessory pack. Go to it, knock yourself out, and this is definitely the final episode of Shutter Zinc for this year. All right, people, have yourselves a good one, and I will talk with you in the new year.
This has been another AudioToYou.com podcast. For previous episodes, check out
ShutterZincPodcast.com.
Please send questions, comments, or feedback to studio@AudioToYou.com.